For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The UM system will introduce a plan today to bring high-speed, affordable broadband internet to parts of rural Missouri. The Columbia Missourian Reports, a public webinar, will be held from 10 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. this morning to introduce the roadmap to bring broadband to Bollinger County in southeast Missouri. The university-led plan will serve as a model to other rural counties throughout the state. Access to reliable and affordable high-speed internet has long been a challenge throughout rural Missouri. The absence of broadband has hampered many aspects of life, from business to agriculture and education. COVID-19 has only increased the need for reliable internet access, as many are now working or learning from home. Columbia will no longer collect recyclables at curbside until further notice due to short staffing and declining markets. The Columbia Missourian reports the city has been erratic in collecting recycling in recent weeks, due in part to trash and recycling collectors testing positive for COVID-19. The suspension of curbside collection of recycling begins today, but households can leave their recyclables out if they're already on the curb and usually have their trash collected on Mondays or Tuesdays. City Utilities Director David Sorrell says he encourages residents to take their recyclables to any of the city's 11 drop-off locations. For a list of those locations, visit kbia.org. An overnight summer camp in rural southwestern Missouri has seen scores of campers, counselors, and staff infected with the coronavirus. That's raising questions about the ability to keep kids safe at what is a childhood tradition for many. Missouri is one of several states to report outbreaks at summer camps. Others include Texas, Georgia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. The Missouri outbreak caused the Canacook camp near Branson to cancel and send teens home. On Friday, the local health department announced 49 positive cases at the camp. By Monday, the number jumped to 82. This all comes as reported cases of the coronavirus in Missouri are up by more than 700 cases. The increase yesterday is the highest daily increase the state has seen so far. Health department officials say the spike is partly because of a delay in reporting from labs. Spokesperson Lisa Cox also says confirmed cases piled up over the holiday weekend. She says the agency expects higher than usual numbers today as well. Missouri reported another 773 cases of coronavirus yesterday, a roughly 3.2% increase from Monday. There have been over 24,500 reported cases since the virus first struck the state. At least 1,000 people have died. The amount of water being released into the Missouri River from a dam on the Nebraska-South Dakota border is being decreased because less water is expected to flow into the river this year. That means the risk of a repeat of last year's massive flooding along the river has been reduced. The reduction is possible because the region received less precipitation than expected this spring, and the summer is expected to be drier than normal. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.